One of the things that was mentioned earlier in the programme was what happens when you build a tunnel through certain types of ground and there's a lot of sand there. And what Rodney Craig said was that it can liquefy the sand, goes from being a solid to something which is akin to being a liquid. And Dave's brought his own demonstration of this.
What I've got here is my own very little sand pit. I have a box full of sand. You can kind of push it around a bit, but mostly it's fairly solid and you can kind of put things on it and they don't tend to sink very far. You can build a building on it and it's fairly stable. The problem comes if that sand starts to get shaken. So if you're in an earthquake, because at the moment the sand isn't moving because all the hard particles are jamming against one another. And so the friction holds it all together and you have a nice solid foundation. The problem is if you shake it, the sand particles sort of bounce around a bit. And as soon as they start bouncing around a bit, they can start bouncing past each other. So I will start trying to shake my sand pit.
So Dave has his little mini sand pit and you have a very large bolt standing up to resemble a skyscraper
kind of building,
or a heavy
yeah.
building. And then secreted in the sand is a light object. You haven't told me what it is, but there's something hiding in there. We're going to give it a shake.
So I'll give it a shake.
Ah, okay, so the result is pretty clear. What has popped up, which was previously invisible under the sand, is a ping pong ball. That's very light, obviously.
Yep.
And then the very heavy metal bolt has completely disappeared.
So the sand has started to shake around, the particles have moved past each other, and they can flow, so it starts behaving like a liquid. So anything denser than the sand will sink, anything less dense than the sand will float. Because, of course, a tunnel is full of air, so it's basically a great big submarine. If it's in a liquid, it'll start to float upwards. So you start getting bends in your tunnels, and if some bits are solid and other bits are bending due to this liquid, you get kind of kinks in your tunnels and you can cause huge problems.
Has this actually happened anywhere? I mean, theoretically, it's obvious this can happen, but has this actually happened to anybody?
The liquefaction is a big problem. So various places in Japan that have built great big office blocks, half on sand and half on something slightly more solid, and the sand side has just liquefied and they've just tipped over like just a great big block twisting round.
Why does the vibration do this? What's the mechanism behind this? Because the sand particles are pretty rough and uneven. They jam together quite well, I would think.
As soon as you start shaking it, you're basically causing them to bounce off each other. And they start behaving a bit like atoms in a liquid, so molecules in a liquid. So as soon as they're not locked in place, and as soon as they can move past each other a bit, then they can change shape and they can flow. And if you've got a violent enough earthquake with the right kind of sand or gravels, then it can just liquefy and flow around the place.
So it isn't just sand, it could be other types of particles or other materials as well.
Anything granular. It'll depend on the size of the earthquake. Also, if you've got water in there, it works far better. Something you may have done on the beach, if you stand on a kind of smooth piece of sand, which is very wet, the water helps to lubricate it. And so if you kind of jiggle your feet up and down, you can kind of sink down into the sand due to the same, what's called a thixotropic effect.
Dave, thank you very much. Right.